Hi, I'm Chris Radio volunteer Karen Finnegan, and this is the Scholastic News issue of April 29, 2024 for grade 4. On the cover is a title, Could a Chatbot Write This Magazine? Turn the page to find out and learn how artificial intelligence is changing the world. Five big questions about artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence tools like ChatGPT seem to be almost as smart as humans, but can we trust them? As you read, think about how can artificial intelligence be used for good? What are some possible problems with it? Words to know: enhanced, adjective, improved or strengthened. Misinformation, noun, false information that is presented as the truth. Number one, what exactly is artificial intelligence? It's a technology that allows computers to do tasks that normally require human thought and problem-solving skills. It's often referred to as AI. You may not realize it, but AI is all around us. Map apps rely on it to suggest directions. Sites like Netflix and Disney Plus use it to recommend movies. And you know how Apple's Siri or Amazon's Alexa understands your voice commands? That's also AI at work. But the type of AI you're probably most familiar with are chatbots. Number two, are chatbots the same as robots? No, chatbots aren't objects you can see or touch. They're computer programs designed to have conversations with people. The AI-powered chatbot that's gotten the most attention lately is ChatGPT. A company called OpenAI released it to the public in November 2022. In less than a year, ChatGPT had more than 180 million users worldwide. Using ChatGPT is like texting with a really smart friend. Write me a song. Tell me a joke. Why is the sky blue? Ask ChatGPT anything, and you'll usually have an answer in a few seconds. The chatbot works by analyzing billions of online sources, including books, Wikipedia entries, and news stories. Number three, can AI tools do anything else? Yes, for example, Midjourney and DALL-E are AI tools that can create artwork. Type in a request for a picture of Abraham Lincoln riding a unicorn. You'll get an image in less than a minute. Also, the latest version of ChatGPT has enhanced features. Among other things, it can assist people who have vision loss. The bot can explain aloud what's in photos. AI is becoming helpful in almost every aspect of our lives, says AI expert Hod Lipson. He's a professor at Columbia University in New York. Number four, could AI write this magazine? Not an issue you can trust. The current version of ChatGPT analyzes information only from April 2023 and earlier. It doesn't know about current events. We asked it to write an article anyway. ChatGPT's article was called Historic Space Mission Successfully Lands Humans on Mars. The article was filled with details about a mission that never happened. It also included quotes from people who don't exist. That's one big problem with chatbots. We know that we can't believe everything we read on the internet. So that's where AI gets its data. So even though a chatbot's responses sound correct, they could be completely false. Many people worry about AI being used to spread misinformation, either accidentally or on purpose. Number five, so what can we expect from AI in the future? Experts compare AI to a child. It's making mistakes but is learning more each day. The AI this year is a lot smarter and more capable than the AI last year, Lipton says. For now, he suggests that kids learn to use AI responsibly. ChatGPT can be useful for brainstorming ideas, but having it do your homework is cheating. Plus, the answers might be wrong. Lipson predicts that as AI improves, its possible uses will be endless. National news. Too many tourists. Big crowds are putting a strain on America's national parks. As you read, think about what can visitors do to help protect national parks. Words to know. Alleviate, verb, to make something less severe or difficult. Stewards, noun, plural, people who are responsible for taking care of a place. America's national parks are known for their stunning nature and wildlife, but these days visitors might also find long lines of cars. They're likely to see litter on packed hiking trails, and they might come across other people getting too close to animals to take selfies. In 2023, parks in the national park system had more than 325 million visitors. That was about 13 million more visitors than the park saw the year before. More people can often mean more problems. If all those people left trash behind or fed wildlife or were not considerate of the other visitors, that would be a really messy park, says J.D. Tanner. He's the director of education and training at Leave No Trace. The organization encourages people to protect the outdoors. As crowds get bigger, the National Park Service, NPS, has a challenge. It must balance people's enjoyment of its parks with its mission of protecting these special places. But the NPS can't do it alone. Visitors play an important role, too. Back away from the bison. The National Park Service requires people to stay at least 75 feet away from wildlife. Crowd control. The NPS is taking steps to alleviate some of the problems that come with overcrowding. This summer, several parks will use a timed entry system. That will limit the number of visitors. Tourists must book a certain time slot to enter the parks. The NPS advises people to visit parks during less busy times. It also encourages the public to avoid big crowds by exploring lesser-known parks. You probably have a lot of amazing state parks or city parks in your backyard, Tanner says. Parks are also cracking down on bad behavior. For example, visitors are no longer allowed to hike to Hyperion. That's the world's tallest living tree. People in Redwood National Park in California had trampled the forest around the tree. They left behind trash and human waste. Now anyone who gets too close to the tree could be fined $5,000 and face 6 months in jail. Keep your distance. The NPS is also educating people about dealing with the park's wildlife. Last June, officials at Yellowstone National Park issued a statement urging visitors to keep a safe distance from the animals. It came about a week after tourists in the park put a baby elk in their car. The calf escaped. Later that summer, a bison attacked a woman in the park. Tanner says many tourists don't realize that the animals aren't there for entertainment. They see other people have posted cute pictures on social media, Tanner explains. They're not thinking that at any minute the animal could decide to defend itself or its babies that might be nearby. Know before you go. Leave No Trace has tips for safely enjoying the outdoors. Above all, Tanner says, it's about respecting others and nature. Let's be stewards of those spaces and really think about the folks that are coming after us, Tanner says. Protect our parks. Enjoying nature shouldn't mean disturbing it. Here are some tips for visiting a national park or any natural area. Choose the right path. Use existing campsites and trails. Don't make your own. Steer clear of flowers and small trees. Once damaged, they may not grow back. Trash your trash. Put litter and leftover food in trash cans or carry it home with you. Leave what you find. Don't touch plants, rocks, or historical items. Leave them as you find them for the next person to enjoy. Respect wildlife. Observe animals from a safe distance and never approach, follow, or feed them. Human food is unhealthy for animals. Feeding them can alter their natural behavior and put people at risk. Life science. Should emojis get wilder? What do pigs, owls, and pandas have that sea stars and centipedes don't? Emojis that represent them. A study published last December highlighted the fact that emojis don't accurately represent Earth's biodiversity, which is a noun and means the variety of plants and animals that live in a region. Words to know. Vertebrates, mammals, fish, birds, reptiles, and amphibians. Invertebrates, insects, spiders, clams, worms, jellyfish, and more. The study found that animals are far better represented than plants. Emojipedia, the emoji dictionary, includes nearly 3,800 symbols. Of those, 92 are animal species, 16 are plants, and one is a fungus, a mushroom. Plus, some types of animals are overrepresented, while others have no emojis. Stefano Mamola is a scientist at the Italian National Research Council and one of the authors of the study. Mamola says lesser-known organisms deserve representation, too. Biodiversity is much more than just cats, dogs, lions, and pandas, he told reporters. Researchers say adding more emojis could increase awareness about species, and that might inspire people to care more about conservation efforts. So when it comes to protecting the planet, emojis could be key. Real life versus emojis. Most of the animal emojis show vertebrates, or animals with backbones, but there are more than 1.5 million known animal species, and only a small percentage of them are vertebrates. Debate it. Should we get rid of the penny? Everyone knows that a penny is worth 1 cent, but did you know that it costs more than 3 cents to make one? Pennies are made out of zinc and copper. In recent years, the prices of those metals have increased. The cost is just one reason many people think the U.S. should stop making pennies. Some people also point out that the coins often get lost under couch cushions. Most of the billions of pennies made each year end up with consumers and are never used again. Australia, Canada, and other countries have already gotten rid of their lowest value coins. But penny supporters point out that many people collect the 1 cent coins. They can turn in their pennies at banks for paper money. Also, many charities collect pennies to raise money. For example, since 2009, a penny drive has raised more than $2 million for a food bank in Tennessee. Here's what two of our readers think. Brecken Schaefer from North Dakota says, yes, the U.S. government could save millions of dollars if it stopped producing pennies. Last year, the U.S. spent more than $127 million to make less than $41 million worth of pennies. That just doesn't make sense. Plus, pennies are basically worthless. Many people wouldn't pick one up from the street. Vending machines don't take pennies, and you'd have to save up hundreds of them just to buy something as small as a candy bar. Floyd Creary from Connecticut says no. If we got rid of pennies, the government might have to make more nickels. In 2023, it costs more than 11 cents to make each nickel, so the government might not save any money after all. Also, pennies help keep prices down. Without them, stores and restaurants might round up prices, so things would cost more. Though many people don't use them, pennies do have value. They come in handy when you're making a purchase and don't have other change. News review. On the last page, there's some photos and some questions about exploring our national park system. You might ask a teacher, parent, or guardian to help you with these questions. That's it for this issue of Scholastic News. I'm Karen Finnegan. See you next time.